The Treasury Salute, starring Gene Kelly, in a salute to a hero of the war, Private First Class Marvin Martin Leeds. And now, the Treasury salute to PFC Martin M. Leeds. There are some people who go through life as though it were a song. They're singing all the time, and anything that happens to them seems to become part of the melody. In a way, you might be tempted to say that these people don't know much of life because they're always surrounded by music of their own making. But that's not true. For it is people like that who have all the friends. People like Marvin Leeds are the happy people, and their days are filled with sweet sound.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Oh, Ben, stop it. Stop it. This is too much. Ben, you can have the $64. But go home, please.
Why, Marv, didn't you like that? I thought you had an ear for music.
Ben, I didn't till you broke my eardrum. Oh, kid, you can't sing worth a dime. But I love you.
Look, will you still say that to me when my hair has turned to gray and my eyes are all bloodshot?
Go on, you goldbrick. The Army needs men.
Say, Marv, how long do you think the Army's going to need us here at Camp Patrick Henry? I want to get overseas, find out what all the shooting's for.
We'll go. Takes a little time. They want to make sure we know how to hold the gun by the right end. Oh, the infantry will march into Berlin.
If I were a cheerful cuss like you, Marv, singing all the time, I wouldn't gripe neither.
Ah, you too can be the life of the party. You too can learn to play by ear.
That's enough out of you, son. We got a load of potatoes to peel. You had to get us both KP duty by singing Lights Out, Sweetheart when the sergeant came through last night.
Yes, a boy like Marvin Leeds can take even KP with a song and shoulder the stiff training of an army camp with a jazz tune running through his head. Even the shocks of normal life are cushioned for him by this gift of melody.
Hey, Ben! Ben! Where are you?
Up here, fella, on the bunk.
Oh, Ben, we've got it. This is it. We're going over.
You are.
What do you mean, you? We all are.
I'm not going. My company's staying behind for a while to help train the new men. They said we'd go in about a month. Another outfit.
Oh. Oh, that's a darn shame, Ben. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, same here.
Gee, we've been together ever since we were kids. You know, Ben, I always figure you and me would ship together.
Me too.
Well, at least we ended up in the same army together.
Yeah. Strange coincidence.
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
You got a song for everything.
Aw, snap out of it, Ben. We'll get together again. We'll probably clasp hands in the Unterden Linden or roll out the barrel in Rome or something.
Yeah. Sure, kid, you're right. I got another song for a lonesome soldier.
Sure. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces.
And with that song, Private First Class Leeds marched with the infantry from Oran, Africa, to the storming of Rome in Italy. And with that song, he was sitting in a window watching the bombardment of the sawdust Caesar's capital.
Did you see anything through those field glasses, Leeds?
Nah, just smoke. We got our artillery all concealed.
Let me have a peep, will you?
Sure. Here, you got to focus.
Yeah, I got it.
Hey, watch those glasses, will you? You got the sunshine right down on them, reflects like a mirror. Those Jerrys may be dumb, but they can see.
It's okay. They're too busy running. They won't fire at us.
Don't be too sure. Hey. Hey, look, those glasses shining right through the window. They're liable to...
Look out! Watch it! Hit the floor! Leeds, you all right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Part of me is all right. Oh, my arms. All right. I can't move my leg.
Easy now, fella.
What happened?
You got wounded, son. You're in the evacuation hospital.
My arm, it hurts.
Yes, your left one. It was torn a bit. Don't touch it.
My leg. Oh, let me feel my leg. Doc, I have no fingers on my right hand.
Marvin did have two fingers left on his right hand. The thumb and forefinger remained, but the other three were gone. Also, 5 inches of bone and muscle had been blown off his left forearm, and he had suffered flesh wounds in his right leg. Within a few weeks, Marvin would be on his way back to the States to be healed by the wonders of surgery. Even as he lay there in the evacuation hospital bed, one could tell that his body and all its essential parts would be brought back to him whole. But if one were a little more observant, one might have noticed that another part of Private First Class Marvin Leeds had been wounded. And that wound, no one could heal but himself. For that wound was what remained in his eyes after the song had departed from them.
How do you feel now, Marvin? How's the arm?
Better, nurse. Everything feels better now that I'm home. I hope it's going to look all right when they take the bandages off.
It will be all right. These doctors know their job.
Yeah, it's some trick taking 5 inches of bone from my leg and putting it in my arm.
Well, you have no kick coming. I suppose it wasn't very funny.
Oh, yes, it was funny, all right. It's just that I've got no sense of humor left, I guess.
Someone here to see you, Marvin.
Yeah?
Go in. Maybe you can cheer him up. He needs it.
Hello, Marvin. How are you?
Hello, sis. It's good to see you.
You're looking pretty chipper.
I feel all right. How are you doing?
I'm on tour again, playing right here in Washington.
Well, my little sister Evelyn's really become a dancer. Feels good to know there's talent in the family.
Oh, quit your kidding, Marv. You're the one who has all the talent. Didn't Mother always say you'd be another George Gershwin?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll dance a little for you to show you how much I've progressed since you've been away. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, Marv, you sing too. Come on, Marv.
No.
Oh, Marv, what's the matter?
Oh, stop it, sis. Don't you see I'm not in the mood?
A visitor for you, Marvin.
I don't want to see anyone.
I think you ought to see this one.
What do you mean you don't want to see me, you old horse? You think just because you got the Purple Heart it gives you privileges or something?
Ben!
Why, you old son of a gun. Hiding out here, huh?
When'd you get back, Ben?
Oh, just yesterday. I had 3 points left over for a pound of sugar.
Oh, gee. You look nice in that pinstripe suit, soldier.
Yeah, don't forget that pin on the lapel. That's the one that counts.
Gee, that's great,
Ben. Yeah, sure is. How about a song to celebrate, huh?
Yeah. Okay. You sing.
Me? You mean you want me to sing? Brother, you sure that shell didn't hit you in the head? You mean you want me to sing?
No. Ben, I guess I don't have nothing to sing about. Not that I'm not glad as anything to see you, and... But a guy's got to sing out of... Well, you know he's got to sing out of himself, feeling all put together right, and I...
Okay, kid. I'll sing. You ask for it. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the...
Ben, and you still can't sing worth a dime. You really can't.
I can't.
And with that laugh, his first laugh in months, something began to happen to the wound in Marvin's eyes. Somewhere, some invisible joining of his soul's tissue began to progress. And from that moment, the careful observer could predict that Marvin's gift of song was hovering near him.
Oh, Mr. Leff. Mr. Leff.
Well, sure sounds good to be called Mr. again. Hello, nurse. I was just leaving.
I know. And I want to tell you how much good your visits are doing Marvin. Since you began to come, he's improved tremendously. He's singing again. And he's even composing music.
Oh, I used to do that as a kid.
What I really called you for is to invite you to the party the boys are having tomorrow. It's for Rita Hayworth.
She'll be here? In the hospital?
That's right. And Marvin will be in a wheelchair. They're going to play a song. I know he'd want you to come.
Come? Sure I'll come. I love Marv like a brother, but that Rita Hayworth... Oh, brother.
And before we present the Oscar to you, Miss Hayworth, as the number one back-home glamour girl, we're going to have some music befitting the occasion. The band will play Private First Class Marvin Leeds' own original composition entitled In the Wintertime.
You mean he wrote it himself, the notes and all?
Sure. Gee, I never knew he was a compositor.
Hey, Marv, this is a swell tune. It really... You know what I mean, kid? It's swell.
Gee, thanks, Ben. Coming from you, it means the goods.
Hey, she's coming over. She's coming over here before the tune is even finished.
Oh,
Rita Hayworth, she's coming right over here.
Rita, oh my gosh.
She's walking right up to... Oh, she kissed you.
Oh, brother... You're telling me!
It's more than 10 years now since Uncle Sam first started selling what were then known as baby bonds. These bonds paid $4 for every $3 invested. And right now, folks are walking into banks and post offices and are getting back $4 for each original $3 they invested. We had the opportunity of talking with one of these investors the other day. We said, now that you're getting paid, what are you going to do with the money? What am I going to do, said our friend. That's easy. I'm going to reinvest in U.S. savings bonds. I know by experience that these bonds are the very safest investment for my money. Yes, sir, I'm going to reinvest my money in U.S. savings bonds. Well, we might add that our friend is also on the payroll savings plan. Every payday, a regular percentage of his salary goes into U.S. savings bonds. And there are millions of Americans just like him. The United States Treasury thanks Lieutenant J.G. Gene Kelly, United States Naval Reserve, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by B. Edgar Marvin and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Andre Baruch speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.